proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I just thought of something. I never posted that video that I made the other day when we were on the air and Lindsay's telling some story and Rob fell asleep sitting right beside her. And I was going to post it and go, Rob gets bored by Lindsay's story. Yeah. I forgot to post that.
He was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens from
time. Just not even propped on his hand or anything. Just head down, out.
Yeah, he's been falling asleep in here a little bit.
Well, I didn't have anything to work on at the time. I was in between stuff.
You just look over and he's out. I can't even imagine sleeping around people that are all active and awake like that.
No, I mean, especially when somebody's sitting right beside you that speaks, you know, at the volume that Lindsay does. And I mean, yeah. She was just full storytelling mode and he's just.
Yeah. You know, stand-up comedians will point out like the one person in the front row that's not laughing and it drives them crazy.
Yeah.
It's like that to an extreme. Like, you're so boring. I fell asleep sitting up. And then when it happens a couple times, you're like, damn, I really am a. Just a nothing.
Okay, so today is the last day for live extra funny, but they're never live. They're recorded, but usually posted same day.
Yeah.
So we'll be on the vacation Christmas stuff until the new year.
Yeah. Some much needed.
Oh. Exactly.
Time for relaxation and a spiritual reset.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just a vacation.
Yeah. Much needed.
Much needed.
That is pretty much exclusively a women's phrase.
Of course. It's
dramatic. I've never heard a man say my vacation was much needed. And then I always wonder because women will always post that they'll say that when they're getting a pedicure, much needed. And I'm wondering, are they talking about because their feet were so nasty or because they needed that relaxation moment because they're so stressed and tired?
If you want to be funny, say it's because your feet. I mean, that's the more interesting post to make. Much needed. These dogs were tired.
Much needed. These toenails were jagged and dirty. Looked like I've been working on my car with my feet.
Yeah, I mean, I would like that pose. Much needed relaxation time at the mani-pedi spa or whatever is not that interesting.
But I've never seen a guy just kick back, you know, in a hammock or something and just going, much needed.
No.
Or on the beach saying, much needed. Some much needed vacation.
Mm-mm. Never. Mm-hmm. Rarely. Ever. Never.
Okay, so since it is for Friday, then it's One Star Strip Club review day.
Yeah, I forgot. Hold on, give me 2 seconds.
All right, you want to wait until the new year?
Yeah,
let's just like start off the new year when you already prepped for it.
Yeah, no, I got them right here.
Okay,
these are the One Star Strip Club reviews. This is where we go across the country and read real one star reviews from the internet. I have changed a lot of these names, but they are all true. You can go look them up for yourself. We'll start in Woodlawn, Maryland, at a place called The Mill Stream. Thomas left a one-star review. I went to a Christmas party. Food provided with the entry fee. So you know it's good. I was there for 20 minutes. I got two small plates of oysters. And one plate for my girlfriend. And the owner confronted me in a threatening manner and had his bouncer throw my ass out. The owner appeared intoxicated. He's a bully and a tyrant. We ordered a drink and could only have two sips of beer. Staff said I did nothing wrong. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. Guess that means don't go there when the owner is drunk. Why would anyone go there? Where's the Christmas spirit?
This strip club has no Christmas spirit.
Hello?
Nothing about this place says Lord and Savior.
No. Where is your Christmas spirit? Oysters at the strip club.
And where was it? What town?
Maryland.
Okay,
Woodlawn, Maryland.
Maybe.
It's a seafood place, but come on. No.
But now I'm not eating. Okay. So he didn't even mention what they falsely accused him of doing.
No.
They got him kicked out.
Wrong place, wrong time, buddy.
How am I supposed to know when the owner's drunk and when he's not?
Yeah. You know? He walked in and was like, you two, out.
Him and his wife. You know what? Can you?
Christmas party.
Hey, can you imagine if I went home and I said, now, Jody, don't forget, I've got that Christmas party that we need to attend Friday night. And then tell her where it's at, you know. What's the name of
The Millstream.
It's at the Millstream strip club.
Yeah.
I don't see her going, oh my God, what am I going to wear? I got to figure out what I'm wearing that night.
Whatever. How exciting. How festive.
I hope they've got the Christmas spirit because I hate a strip club that doesn't have any Christmas spirit.
Hello, where's the Christmas spirit? Love that.
It's trash.
Yeah. Then we'll go to Providence, Rhode Island at a place called Club Fantasies. Mike left a one-star review. I went in, and the waitress asked if I wanted a drink. Since I had just had lunch, I passed. The few girls that were dancing were all over 45. They were gross. They had tattoos all over. They were fat and just plain homely. So I passed the time waiting for a better girl by checking my messages and emails by the table. Just then, the waitress came by and asked me if I wanted to order a drink because there was a one drink minimum. I told her I'd order a drink later. I was planning to get a drink after I'm done with my emails and messages. But the waitress stormed back with the bouncer and in a loud, harsh tone demanded I either order a drink now or get out. I am not going to be talked to like that. So I left. One star.
Well, of course, when there's a drink minimum, you got to get it.
You got to get it.
You can't just wait and say, I'll get it later, because you could sit there and never order the drink.
Sure.
So he's an idiot.
Yeah. I just had a big meal. I'm going to wait. I just had lunch. Yeah. So he goes post lunch. Like, how long is your lunch break where you could, you know?
Well, he's still working. He's returning emails and messages and stuff.
It's
so
true.
You know,
I'm on the road.
That's crazy. But to be mad at somebody because they have a minimum and then you can't pick when you order the drink.
Yeah, you got to get the drink pretty soon. I mean, pretty quickly. Then we'll go to Phoenix, Arizona at a place called Le Girls. I think that's French.
Mm.
Mike left a one-star review. This place is complete trash. Don't go here. Go to Jaguars, Sugars, or hell, even Alaska Bush. They are all way better. And you can actually have fun there. The girls here suck, and I'd be surprised if any of them even graduated high school because they're all dumb as rocks. Every single one of them will also try to scam you. And in the VIP section, they don't even let you do nothing. One star.
But that always gets me. They talk about how everybody's ugly, everybody sucks, and all that, but they still go to the VIP. They pay to go into the VIP area.
Mm-hmm.
If it's that bad, why would you even stay? Once you're there, like say you're there an hour and you notice it's all messed up.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah.
Don't go spend money in the VIP and then complain.
Yeah. He's like, I'll still see you titties. Yeah. I'm willing to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is insane to me.
Yeah. But he did bring up, you go to the Alaskan Bush Company. So I thought, well, let's revisit. We've been there a couple times on the One Star Strip Club reviews. The Great Alaskan Bush Company in Phoenix, Arizona. What? I'm always tickled. Yeah. It's just fun.
Mm.
Tim left a one-star review. Worst place I've ever been to. I paid at the front door, and the cashier said, don't forget to tip me. So I tipped. I went inside, only two girls. They were both texting on their phones, nobody dancing. I had to walk up to them to get their attention. I tried talking to them, but they just stared at me. Eventually, one stood up, said something, and pointed to her phone. It was a translation app. That's fine. At least I'm interacting. While trying to talk to her, a guy walks up. They start talking, and she takes him to the VIP room. That's fine. I'll chat with the other girl. Nope. She's back to texting and won't even look at me. And I'm standing right next to her. I start to wander around, and I find another girl in the dark texting as well. I smile at her and start to walk over to her. She glares at me, and I felt really uncomfortable. So I ask for my money back, and it's time to go. Guess I won't be going back here again. One star.
So the first one spoke no English.
Yeah, she's going, tapping on her phone, doing with the translation app. But then some other guy comes up. She starts talking to him. I don't know if she was using the app then. And she ditched him.
Man, that does not sound like the Alaskan Bush Company that I know.
No, sir.
They've gone way downhill. Absolutely. In quality, obviously, in customer service.
Shameful. The Great Alaskan Bush Company in Phoenix, Arizona.
You're ruining a family business.
Yeah. What do you stand for, Great Alaskan Bush? It's a shame. Then we'll go to Austin, Texas, at a place called XTC Cabaret. Ecstasy. Yeah. I just got that. I'm pretty sure I've read 10 reviews from XTC Cabaret. I never got that. Ecstasy. And I'm still saying it wrong. It's not ecstasy. It's ecstasy. John left a 1-star review. For starters, none of the girls work and speak a lick of English. All are Cuban, which is very skeptical to me. It gives me the vibe that the club is working with illegal immigrants. The Cuban women are very cheap. I've been to strip clubs around the nation, and I've never been asked to go to a VIP room for $50 for everything. There was one upscale girl there that I wish I had spent more time with, but all of the Cuban women hassled me all night for a dance, which made me very uncomfortable. So I left. 1-star.
I was going to say uninformed, but I don't know how many people would know that if you see a Cuban in the United States, they're not here illegally. There's a law called wet foot, dry foot. If a Cuban makes it 1 foot onto dry land in U.S. America, they get to stay, you know, at least through proper paperwork and courts and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So chances are, if those women are dancing at a strip club, then they're not here illegally.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of just something racist.
But man, that sounded like the perfect place that I would want to go.
What, $50 for everything?
Well, no. All the dancers are Cuban.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
Cuban, Brazilian, Colombian, Mexican. What else?
You said
Spaniards.
You had to go to.
Did you say Dominican?
Dominican.
Yeah.
Old Dominion.
Man, that's crazy.
By the way, something that happened on the show, like it may have been even the first, right after the show began. We were talking about it being Sangria Day.
Yeah.
And I was right. Sangria is Spanish.
It is Spanish.
Yeah. So I forgot to say that in all these hours. So just now when I said Spaniards, it reminded me the Spaniards invented the sangria.
Well, God bless them.
Sangria.
Because it is good. When you get a good sangria, it's really good. But when you get a bad one, it's awful.
You like a white sangria?
I've only had it once. But yeah, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I'm not a crazy wine guy.
Yeah, me either.
But I like it better than just drinking a glass of wine.
Right.
And there's something about pouring it out of a pitcher with the fruit in it. And
that kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
What's that?
When they take the fruit and put it in the drink, like they squeeze a lime into a vodka soda and they drop the peel down in there with it. I don't like that because they're not washed properly usually.
Yeah. Carcass out.
Carcass out. Okay. Sorry, I went off on a side street there.
No, it's all good.
Cubans and immigration and.
Well, this will be easy. We'll just wrap up in West Newton, Pennsylvania, at a place called The Philly. Josh left a 1-star review. It was 5 stars when Tara was dancing there. I swear to God, I would look forward to going there every day after work, all day, just for her. And now I'm getting told she was let go or something. And if that's true, that has to be by far one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. They lost my business and a lot of others just for her alone. Her personality was just as good as her body and her dancing. And she really had a way of making the whole experience personal rather than just doing her job and going through the motions. She really knew how to make a man feel good and special. Shaking my damn head. SMDH. 1-star.
But obviously it's a mistake that the business owners made. I mean, Tara could have come in there threatening everybody with a gun one day and strung out on dope and whatever. They had to get rid of her. But that was the biggest mistake you made, getting rid of her.
It's like the damn new Coke of strip clubs. Just a, you fumbled the bag, as the kids say.
And Tara could have decided, you know what, I've got kids now. I'm going to try to find a different job. And I've been saving up enough money. I'm going to try to get another job. But
no,
you should have thowed your body in front of her to keep her from quitting.
Me and a lot of others. Those others like, we didn't say anything. You want another stripper? Yeah, shiver.
Right. We're fine with Sparkle here and Special K's okay.
You would have thought Tara would have at least, left a note or something, just instead of just running off.
Yeah, that's the way those guys get when they get special. They think it's special attention from a friendly stripper who's understanding, and the way their wife ain't.
Yeah,
they think that they're just friends. That's my friend.
Yeah, we're close.
And she didn't tell me which bar she changed to.
Yeah.
Oh, and her name's not even Tara.
You're telling me.
She give me an alias, a fake name.
He says he's going there every day. He was going there every day.
Every day after work.
Every day. And then one day she was just gone.
Yeah.
Didn't as much as leave a note or a kiss my ass or nothing.
You've lost my business.
Tell me where she went.
I can't believe these strip club owners did that to me.
Yeah. It's West Newton, Pennsylvania. I'm sure you could track down Tara. It can't be that hard.
Unless she skipped town, it's like, I got to get out of here.
Maybe. No, those are the One Star Strip Club reviews.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.